Welcome to Living Waters Church, a community with Jesus at the center, shaped by scripture, dependent on his spirit, following together. For more resources, information, and news, check out our website, lwchurch.ca, and get connected.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks, team, for leading. Our service this morning looks a little bit different. Our team will be joining us again towards the end of the service. Today, we won't be sharing a sermon, but we'll indeed be spending some more time in prayer and in worship together. Today is a little bit of a different Sunday because we have just come from a long run in the book of Acts together, covering Acts chapter 1 all the way through to Acts chapter 9. And so today we're talking about going from Acts to us. From Acts to us. What have we been hearing in the book of Acts together? And what does that mean for our lives as a community of faith today? So from Acts to us, we're going to be making some room today for prayer and worship, and we're going to be sharing some stories, and we're excited to do that today. In Acts 1, we read the very first verse in Acts 1. Luke, the author, says, "In my former book," which is the Gospel of Luke, he says, "In my former book, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach." All that Jesus began to do and to teach. And the implication of those words, as we've been reading in the book of Acts, is that not only did Jesus begin something, as we read in the Gospels, but he continued to do something through what we read in the book of Acts because of the presence of his Holy Spirit, that Jesus was no less present in the world if he wasn't bodily with them, but had flooded the world by the presence of his Holy Spirit. That's Acts. That's the book of Acts, quite simply. Jesus continuing to do his work in the world through his Spirit. And that's also the question now. What is Jesus continuing today? What is Jesus continuing now? We are hearing about what Jesus began in the Gospels, and we've heard a little bit about what he has continued through the book of Acts. The question for us as Jesus followers now is, what is Jesus continuing to do today? In service of that question, we've asked a couple of people in our community to share, very simply, their answers to that question. What is Jesus continuing to do through your lives today? We're also, as we said, going to be making room because one of the prayers over the past number of months has quite simply been in amongst our community, welcome Holy Spirit. As that first song we sang, we can pray our prayers, we can make our plans, but we need the Lord Jesus to do what only he can do. And so we've been praying, welcome Holy Spirit, and we're going to continue to pray that prayer throughout our gathering today, and we're going to share some stories so that our appetites can grow for what God might be amongst us. We're going to hear first this morning from Michaela Matthew. And so, Michaela, would you join us as you come up here? Let's welcome Michaela. So, let's introduce Michaela. Michaela is a teenager amongst us. You're in grade 12. You are completing high school this very, well, June 1st, this very month. You've been coming up, right? You're finishing high school. You've been a part of our Living Waters Youth Network for quite a few years. You lead worship in our youth band. You love Jesus very deeply. And God has been up to some things in your life recently, right? And so my first question to you is, what has Jesus been up to in your life? Yeah.
So like Pastor Luke had mentioned, I recently have started leaning into worship leading with the help of this community. And so I've had the privilege to learn more about it and really like dive deeper into it. So I've helped lead worship in youth and even on the women's retreat for the first time. And so this one particular experience that came to mind when Luke first brought this up to me was when I was leading worship at youth. And this night was the first time I was ever like labeled as worship leader on Planning Center. I remember thinking the day of like, oh, Michaela, this may be the night where you get to share a word of encouragement to your peers. And every single time that I thought about that, I was so nervous. I got so scared. Like, I was so worried about saying the wrong thing or like just freezing and not knowing what to say. But I had to remind myself that that God and the Holy Spirit had shown up for me time and time again in previous moments where I had followed through and actually listened to the Holy Spirit. And that helped me to comfort myself and find peace. And so during that worship session, I remember not even thinking about like everything I was going to say. My heart was racing so fast. I felt this like, okay, I really need to say something to my peers and spread this word of encouragement. And I just took that extra step and I started speaking and started saying this like word of encouragement to my peers. And I remember feeling so comforted and so at peace when I did that. And typically for me, like, I always get so nervous and I start stuttering and I start rambling. But for this moment, like, I remember just, like, my words just flew. And I just let the Holy Spirit, like, take the lead on that. And I, like I said, like, I felt so at peace and assured of the work that what God was doing in the lives of my peers that it was, like, the nervousness, like, completely went away. And this experience, like, helped me to understand more about God and how he does not, like, expect us to know exactly what to do, but gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us in his ways and in his truth.
Wow, that's so good. So, Michaela, as you've been taking steps of trust, steps of faith, and trying to listen to perhaps what the Lord is saying to you through the Holy Spirit and taking steps. So what have you been learning as you've been growing in that, in your, how to, I guess the scripture says, how to walk in the Spirit. What have you been learning about that?
Yeah, for sure. So this year, definitely, I learned a lot more about trusting in God and making sure that I put full trust in him and not like doubting in the plans that he had for me. And then also, too, like, when I first felt the Holy Spirit, like, back in grade 7 to, like, pray for someone or to, like, speak words of encouragement, like, I was so reluctant to do so because I was so worried about not knowing what to say and saying the wrong thing. And that really hindered me from, like, stepping out in my faith. But honestly, taking that first step was, like, it was hard, but I think it was worth it. Because it got me to where I am today, where I'm more willing to lean into the Spirit and more willing to speak to others about Christ and be more confident in that. And I've definitely like grown a lot in understanding how the Holy Spirit works and how he will give me the words to say, even though I do not know what to say, whether it's just praying for someone or worship leading or like actually speaking a word of encouragement and not having to be nervous at all in that and just fully relying on the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say and trusting in him for that.
So Michaela, we might see you up here with a microphone or sometimes leading music with the youth ministry, be like, oh, Michaela's like really likes being in front of people. She's super comfortable. She doesn't mind doing that. That's not the case, right? Like, this isn't natural for you. This is something you trust the Lord in,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, I was asked to do this a week ago and like I was quick to say yes. And throughout this entire week, I was so nervous because I wasn't sure what I was going to share up here. And like, I definitely think the Lord really helped me in it. And like even just sitting in my room, like typing up what I was going to say, like the Lord really flew through that and really helped me like, okay, Michaela, you're going to say like, this is what I have done in your life. And I really trusted the Lord in that. And yeah.
What I love about that, Michaela, is when you are quick to say yes, what that is an act of like obedience. You're like, yes. I'll say yes. And then we'll see what happens.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well done. I think we all know that feeling a little bit, right? My last question for you, Michaela, is what are you hopeful for next as you're learning to walk in the Spirit? What do you want to see next happen?
For sure. So I kind of hope that as I learn to walk in the Spirit and learn how to grow my relationship, that my relationship with God will grow stronger and that in everything I do, I'm seeking Him. Also, too, as I go into university and go become a nurse, I would like to, like, be able to minister to people and really rely on the Holy Spirit to help me minister to people in that way and use nursing and university life as a ministry to grow and to help others grow as well. Also, too, like, my kind of prayer is that God would work through me as well. And help me to be an example of who He is and develop, like, Christ-like character as I enter into a world that often rejects Him. And, like, I know there's going to be times of temptation and all of this stuff that are not of God, and I'm just praying that God will help me to and guide me to become stronger in Him and to rely on Him more. Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of our teenagers. We love you. Thank you so much, Michaela. Thanks for sharing. So encouraging to hear from our teenagers sometimes when we're able to. Next, we're going to hear from Jay. Where is Jay? Come on over. Jay was leading us this morning. Jay, you've recently joined our team.
Yes.
You're a pastor, you're overseeing our music network, and you're going to share a little bit more about your life and what God has been up to more recently. So thanks for sharing with us.
Yeah. You got it. Good morning, everybody. I'm Jay. Quick things about me. I'm actually an extreme introvert. I don't appear that way to a lot of people, but I am. And I'm not a speaker by any means, but the Lord gives me strength. So thank the Lord. So I wanted to share just a little bit of a snippet of my life and what God is doing. Luke gave me the prompt from Acts to us, and so I'm trying to do that. One thing that's fun about being new to a church is I have to share my story a lot because nobody knows me, and that's super fair. So here's a little snippet. So I have often been struck by the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. It was one of the first sermons that was preached when I was visiting here in Acts chapter 8, verses 26. I'm not going to read the story. And in that account of what happens, it's the story of a man named Philip who obeys the leading of the Holy Spirit, goes to a road that's about 100 miles long, and encounters a single person on a chariot and leads that person to Jesus. And it's really beautiful. And then he gets whisked away, and it's super fun. An old pastor of mine was teaching on this message once and pointed out that in this account, the everyday believer Philip is sent to chase after someone who is leaving Jerusalem after a long period of, like, after a long trip to worship, and then he was heading back home. And he mentioned in his conversation with Philip that no one explained the Bible to him. And so in this, or no one explained Isaiah to him. And in this account, basically we see God is seeking out after somebody who tried to chase Jesus and didn't get a chance. And he went, that's one of my kids and I'm not going to let him get away. My own story is similar. It's one of God chasing me down. When I was young, I was raised in a rather violent and scary household. And Jesus met me powerfully in a moment where I was really in need. He encountered me in a church that I was visiting and showed me His love and His grace and told me He was real. I'd grown up a Christian, but I didn't know what that really meant. And in that moment, I knew that a Christian meant God is real and I get to actually be in communion with Him. From there, God sent people that were good youth leaders to chase after me whenever I would try to introvert and hide myself because that was my tendency. They led me from being a scared person to someone who would chase after Jesus in my own personal time to someone who would chase after Jesus vocationally. And because of their leadership, I found myself serving in the church quite a bit. After high school, I was chasing a dream of becoming a jazz musician because that makes a lot of money. And so I thought that being a musician was a good idea. But God had other plans and He sent someone who didn't know me to a camp that I was playing worship at. And that person walked up to me and said, hey, you're using your gifts for the wrong reason. The Lord's telling you this. And so in that moment, I canceled my enrollment in school and I switched over to a Bible college because that also makes a lot of money. And so I thought that'd be a good idea.
The next few years of my life were God showing up. I was filled with the Spirit in a moment of silence with the Lord, and I got to see his healing power in a lot of different ways. I got to see his healing power in the fear that I had grown up with. I got to see his healing power in the introvertedness. That's not bad, but because I was so scared of people, he showed me how to love people. I got to see his healing power in so many, so many ways. Through the leading of the Holy Spirit, I met my wife, and my wife and I would then go from Summit to a lot of different places that we would serve at, we would lead at. Through his Holy Spirit leading us, we found placements that would continue to grow us. We also found placements that the Spirit told us not to go to, and we would see why. The Holy Spirit has been consistent in my life. And as I was reflecting on this verse, I wanted to see how has God chased other people. Luke asked me to share a story of what I've seen. And one that actually came to mind pretty quickly is a story of a young man I met in a Denny's. So I have this group of guys that meets every other Wednesday. We try to. We just talk about life, about Jesus, about our struggles. And we were meeting in a Denny's. It was one of the first times we got there. As I sat down with my friends, this guy came in and sat in the corner booth, pulled out his phone and started watching videos. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, go talk to him. And I went, no. So we ate our pancakes and all the things, and we talked about life, and we had a great chat about obedience with the Holy Spirit. Around the same time, I had actually been constantly like struck with the thought of Philip and wanting to be led by the Spirit like Philip was. So later on in that time, when we were about to leave, we were about to pay, the guy was literally right next to the booth where we were paying, and I felt the Holy Spirit say, okay, go sit down with him now. And I said, no. Because I'm afraid. And so we stepped out, we walked into the parking lot, and we were getting ready to leave. And I felt the Holy Spirit say, go back inside and talk to that man. And I went, no. So this is a story of disobedience, by the way. We talked about Michaela's obedience. This is a story of disobedience with the Lord. So we got in our cars and we started driving, and I felt this very big hunger in my stomach. And there's a KFC right next to the Denny's. So I drove over to the KFC and I went, Lord, if that guy is still there when I finish up at the KFC, I'll go back inside. So I went to the KFC, picked up some stuff, drove past the Denny's, saw the dude's orange hat. He was wearing an orange hat. And then I went, Lord, okay, I'm not going back inside. So I started driving home. I got on the highway and I got towards up 216th where there is like the train track crossing. And as I was driving, I started to feel this tightness in my chest that I really need to turn back. But I was still afraid. And then this train came and blocked my path at the exact moment I was driving up towards it. And I went, okay, God, if this is you, then I got to turn around. So I turned around. I'd driven 15 minutes away, and I was driving 15 minutes back. That's half an hour of disobedience, by the way. So I'm driving back, and I went, Lord, I literally have no idea what you're prompting. I don't know why you're telling me to go to this person. So you're going to have to give me the words. And I prayed, and I asked for the Holy Spirit. And I said, God, if he's in that window, I'm going to go inside. So I drove back into the Denny's parking lot, and I saw the orange hat in the window. And this time, I said yes. Okay? And I walked inside, and I walked into that booth, and I went, hey, man, can I sit with you? And he was like, sure. And he puts his phone down. He looks at me like I'm a weirdo, because I am. And I go, I just felt like I needed to sit and say hi. And he went, are you a believer? And I went, yeah. And he's like, okay, I guess we're doing this. So he looks at me, and he just goes, my wife left me like 2 days ago, and I've been praying that God would show up and show me he was real because I've been asking for him. And I went, well, I guess that's why I'm here. In my conversation with him, I didn't have the right words. I didn't know what to say. I felt the Lord actually prompt me in that moment to tell him exactly how far it took me to be obedient. And at the end, I felt the Lord say pretty clearly, regardless of this guy's disobedience, I wanted you to know that you were seen and that I saw you and that I cared for you. And in that moment, I knew that the Holy Spirit was prompting me, the Holy Spirit was leading me, and I was thankful because I got to be a part of this man's story. He said in that moment, God was real to him, and I prayed with him, and I left, and I broke down in tears and thanked the Lord that he still used me despite my disobedience. From this story, I have two encouragements. Number one, God is still chasing down people. God has chased me down. God has chased this man down. God is chasing down people and wants to show them his love. And he wants us to show up often to participate in those pivotal moments. Number two, God is patient when we are fearful. Yes, it requires obedience. But sometimes missing a moment doesn't mean we've actually missed our opportunity. We serve a God who actually is so patient with us. My story is one of disobedience, but also one of God not giving up. He wants to let us into his plan of redemption with people. So that is my story of the Lord leading and the Spirit at work today. Thank you guys so much.
Well, thanks, Jay. That's so good. Thanks for sharing with us. For a moment there, I thought you were going to get swallowed by a great fish. But there you go. But a train works just as well. So good. Do you stand with me as we pray just before we move to some other parts of our gathering? Let's pray. Lord, we hear you this morning reminding us through stories of our friends of what it means to trust you, of what it means to be honest about being afraid to trust you and to try new things. We ask in Jesus' name that you would help us to hear your voice. We pray that you'd fill us with your Spirit to give us confidence, not in ourselves, but in your leading and in your direction. Lord Jesus, we know that when we're disobedient, somehow you're still faithful. That when we miss a moment, you still provide grace upon grace, opportunity on opportunity. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge this morning that we are people who want to hear your voice and be led step by step. So we pray you'd help us to do that even this week. We need your Spirit to do that, Lord Jesus. We need the authority of your name over our lives. So remind us of those two things. May we walk in the authority of your name, Jesus, and in the power of your Spirit. And would you give us soft and obedient hearts? Because you're still at work today. You're still drawing many, many people to yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue to bless our time today. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Thanks for joining today. If you'd like to get more connected or involved in any way, please reach out. We'd love to help. Have a great week.